with Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I'm also known as Pat 58. I come to you tonight on Keen Radio with a master's degree in education and 47 years with a psychic gift. How are you all doing out there tonight in Radio Land? Today is Monday, April the 8th, 2019. It is approximately 5:30 p.m. here on the West Coast. Welcome to all of you. I want you all to be here. Are you ready to receive a free reading tonight? Well, if you are, I invite you to call 657-383-0802 to get yours now. If you have a social media account such as Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram, please go to these sites now and like Keen's pages. Keen.com is a leading site for psychic reading, spiritual guidance, inspiration, and empowerment. Advisors on Keen are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year to give you answers you need regarding love, career, relationship, or anything you desire to learn about your life and your world. Get a personalized reading today and change your life. Call 1-800-ASK-KEEN and get your exclusive offer with any advisor you choose. I, Pat 58, can be reached at extension 048-19206. You can download the Keen app on your smartphone because Keen has gone mobile. There's also other offers via text. Text the word Keen to 40506. If you'd like a free reading tonight, you can call me at 657-383-0802. I also invite you to look at Keen's Facebook page. They have several valuable articles which are very informative about different things in the psychic world and also about Keen. There's also several postings about different advisors on Keen. There's also a Facebook Live clip along with other readers. There's one about me up there. I was up in Keen headquarters during the Valentine's season, so I invite you to go up there and look at that, and you can call me on Keen for a reading, a private reading. If you want a short two-question reading tonight on the show, 0802, and you can get a free reading tonight on the show. Well, it's approximately 5:33 here on the West Coast, and tonight I'm going to be continuing our series on confidence. How many of you really want to understand yourself? If you do, I have the answer. Understanding yourself comes from having confidence. This comes from within. It also comes from not living in fear or being afraid of bad things in our lives. We also have to know ourselves. In knowing ourselves, we have confidence. We have to be completely honest, and we will be able to discover our gifts. Not allowing what ifs or fear to take over comes from personal understanding and knowing that a higher power or God made us that way. First, we have to believe that we all have gifts. These gifts shape our lives and who we are. Now, I'm not talking about gifts under the Christmas tree or gifts from Santa Claus. I'm talking about gifts from God. Okay, there are five different gifts. The first one is spiritual. They come from a higher source. The next one is our heart. Our heart defines our passion. Our passion is what drives us. We have to do what we're good at. And doing what we're good at, that's what builds confidence. We have to do what we love. The next gift is personality. There are different personalities that everybody has. However, these personalities are classified in two different ways. Some of us are introverts, others of us are extroverts. Introverts means that somebody doesn't like to be with people and they prefer to be by themselves. if you're an extrovert, you love being around people. Experience is the last spiritual gift. This comes from living life and what is learned from life along the way. These giftings are known as spiritual, heart, abilities, personality, and experience. Letters of these five words spell out the word shape. In reference to shape, I want you to think about a clump of clay that you're holding in your hand. And I want you to compare that clay to yourself. So we are like that clay. God gave us all different giftings, so we can use our giftings to mold ourselves into a perfect life and do as God or a higher power calls us to do. If we follow our giftings, we will not live in fear. We will not live in the what if. We will gain confidence. We will do what we are good at because we are using our gifts. Living in confidence gets rid of the what if, and it brings us satisfaction. There are two keys to this point. God is always with us. We are never alone if God is always with us. So if God is always with us and we are never alone, we have to believe that He will guide us and He will help us discover and use our gifts. He is going to open up doors that we never thought possible. We have to believe. We cannot set ourselves up for failure by not using our gifts. We have to keep doing what we are good at. We cannot do what we hate. Now, some of you out there may be listening to this, and you may be frustrated because you're working in a job where you feel dry, where you, oh my God, I'm not doing what I love to do. Well, my suggestion is that you go and you start doing what you're good at. I'm not saying like if you're in your 50s or your early 60s or ready to retire that you change your career. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is you can volunteer and you can use your gift in volunteering. So that way, or you can use your gift while you volunteer is what I'm trying to say. That way you don't dry up. That way you don't become stagnant. Now, some of you out there may be looking for a job and you may be looking for a job in your area of gifting and that job has not manifested yet. Trust me, it will, because God gave you that gift. And because He gave you that gift, He is not going to fail you. You have to believe that, to trust that. So, we do something that we love, we grow. We do something that we hate, and we become stagnant. Stagnation stunts our growth. So it is important to do what we love. So we have to operate in our God-given strengths. We have to work at what we are good at. In doing this, our confidence will build. Practicing helps us not to lose what we have been given. If we do what we are good at, we will not get frustrated. And our attitude will become better. Finally, be yourself. Be honest with yourself, too. Accept yourself for who you are. However, be willing to change. Get rid of your old baggage. Grow in your giftings. So that way God can use you. God or a higher power made us a certain way, and that is good enough. We are not allowed to let fear rule our lives. We all have giftings. Take the five components of shape and use them to better your life. Think about how you are like clay. Simply be yourself. Being yourself and using your God-given talents will help shape your confidence and thus give you a better life. Now, to illustrate my point, I'm going to share a personal story about myself. So when I was in my mid-20s, I guess around 24, I met somebody and we got married, and I had discovered after getting married that it was an abusive relationship. So what happened is I had, because he had moved me away from my family, okay? So what happened is that's part of a trait of an abuser, but he moved me away from my family and I was going to school so to get my degree at the time. And what I had decided to do was I was just going to go to school and finish school, and then I was going to get a divorce. But it was horrible. He used to say things to me and do things to me that were just unheard of. Like, he would leave me places and I couldn't get a hold of him, or he would physically hurt me. I had to call the police several times, and but I didn't let him get to me. I didn't let him take away my confidence. I didn't let him take away that vision that I had to get my education. I didn't let him stop me. So what happened was the day that I graduated from college, I served him with divorce papers. And I remember how liberating it felt and how confident I felt in myself and how happy I was that God had got me through all that, and that I didn't let the fear and of, you know, what if I can't get out of this relationship? What if things don't work out for me? How I didn't let that overtake me. And if you're in an abusive relationship, I invite you to seek counseling and call a domestic abuse hotline. That helped me tremendously, and I'm grateful to God and to my family for helping me to get out of that relationship. And I've never looked back in regret. It's part of who I am. It's part of my story. So, you know, thanks for letting me share. And my switchboard's lit up, and I'm so proud of that and happy for that. And I just want to thank you all for being here for me. So here we are. I'm ready to help you. So please tell me your name and tell me what you have done to build confidence in your life and how you don't let yourself live in a state of what if. And also tell me what state you're calling from. Hi, this is Patricia. You're live on the air.
Hi, Patricia. My name is Catherine from New York, and I wanted to thank you so much for sharing your story. I really admire your courage. I really do. That's amazing. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, I really feel it's serendipitous that I called in tonight, because I feel I do have gifts from God that are artistic, and I am pushing to get them out there. One of them is a project that I'm working on. I just want to finish it up a bit. or, well, that's the question actually, if I should just fix it up a bit and put it out there, or if I should start it all over again with, you know, the new skills that I've acquired practicing it.
Well, thank you for sharing that, and one of my giftings is being a psychic.
Yes, indeed.
Honestly, what the cards are saying is don't start something new. Work on what you have.
Okay.
Save that new project for a different time.
So finish this one up. And
yeah.
Okay.
You'll feel better, too, when you finish it.
Oh, yes, yes, it has been looming. Yes.
Okay, Catherine, so what's your next question, sweetheart?
Once I finish it, will Rob want to buy it from me?
Yes, he will.
Oh, fantastic. Oh, thank you. Oh, thank
you. You're welcome.
So
he's gonna see how much hard work you put in.
Oh, awesome. Oh, that made my day because he seems very nice and I do want to work with him, you know, in the future as well to keep a relationship.
He
with
is
him.
Nice. He has some good money too, honey.
Wow. Wow. Well, thank God.
So thank you for calling.
Thank you, and God bless you. Thank you. Thank you for shining your light. Thank you.
Well, you're a light too, sweetheart. Thank you, and look for me on Keen, okay?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. God bless you.
Thank you, Kathleen. Or Catherine, I'm sorry. Time for our next caller. I'm so excited. Hi, my name is Patricia. Your name? Okay, they didn't answer. So here we go to the next caller. Hi, my name is Patricia. Your name?
Hi, Patricia. Kendra.
Hey, Princess. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm fine, honey. What's going on?
Oh, not much. I just did want to tell everybody that I really appreciate you and your sincerity because there are only a handful of advisors on Keen who are as sincere as you are. So I did want to make a shout out for that.
Yeah, well, you're a sweetheart, Andrea.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you.
And I wrote this for you.
Yeah, well. Yeah, I have to kick myself in the butt every now and then and get myself going again. But
well,
I know there's good things out there.
If you want people to hear your story as to why it's fitting for you.
Oh, because I've been had a hard time the last couple of years. Last year I was in a job that did not work out well after being there a long time. And now I've been having a little bit of hard times with the job search. Taking a lot longer than I expected, but I know something will come up, hopefully sooner than later.
Let me see. You cannot give up.
Well, I'm getting close to giving up. I'm getting a little tired of banging my head against the wall.
You can't. If I didn't give up and I don't give up, you can't give up.
I know.
You're not alone. God is with you. A higher power is with you.
Well, I think that's my frustration.
You will get a job. It says it's going to come as a big surprise. That's what it says. It's going to be a lot of responsibility.
See a time frame?
It says there was one, but it fell through.
Yeah. That things aren't coming together yet.
Let me do it one more time. I don't understand that time frame. That's why I'm doing it again.
Okay.
Okay, I get, you're supposed to have it by the end of May, okay? Now I see it. I couldn't see it before. It gave me May before, but I couldn't see it. Now I see it, okay? The shortest time frame is within 20 days.
Okay. Well, you know, I apply every day, so I can't make it happen any faster than it's supposed to, I guess. 7 days a week, I'm on my computer.
You can't give up, Andrea.
Yeah.
You can't. You cannot live in that state of fear. You cannot, because giving up allows us to live in that state of fear.
Well, it's not giving up. It's just, it's drudgery is what it is. It's tired of the drudgery.
Well, things are going to get better, sweetie.
Yeah, they usually do.
But you want it now.
Well, it's been going on for quite some time. So, yeah. But then again, my mother used to say, good things come to those who wait. So.
Yeah, my dad says that too. And meanwhile, he has no patience.
I don't either. People say patience is a virtue, and I say it's just a waste of time.
Here you crack me up.
It is non-productive. That's what I say. It's non-productive. It's a waste.
You crack me up.
Oh, I crack myself up sometimes. Okay,
so,
Patricia, I'm not
going to
what's that.
So, because we're talking tonight about our spiritual gifts and how they shape our confidence. So what are some of your spiritual giftings?
Spiritual gifting. Well, you know, during my lifetime, I've been in a couple of different careers, and I found the medical field a little bit later in life. And I think that was definitely the career I was supposed to be in. And I've done a lot of different things in the medical field. And I think it's just, you know, you always feel better when you're helping people.
Yeah, that's how my son is. He loves to help people.
Yeah. Yeah, the other jobs that I had that were just, you know, years ago, just with a pen and paper, I felt like I was kind of not, you know, I was working, but I felt like I really wasn't doing anything constructive, you know.
Right. Right.
So, yeah.
Well, that's good, though, that you know what your gifting is. That's really good.
Yeah, it took me a while. I think I didn't really figure it out until I was 40. You know, maybe people figure it out at 20. I don't know, but it took me a little while to try things and find out things I did not want to do, you know, until you find out what you do want to do.
I always knew what I wanted to do, but you know, it was pre-internet. And I just couldn't see myself Because one of the ladies that trained me, she was a medium. She passed
mm-hmm.
away when I was 29.
Mm-hmm.
And I studied for her with her at the month for 10 years. And one of the things, because, you know, it's one thing to have a gift, but then you have to develop it. And she taught me how
right.
to develop it. And
mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I knew I wanted to do this work, but I just couldn't see myself having a storefront and
right.
having all of that because she
right.
believes in anonymity, okay?
Yeah.
And I just couldn't see my having strangers in my home, you know? That's
yeah.
why I did it for years for family and friends in my home
right.
because they were by referral, but I couldn't see myself advertising. I couldn't see myself doing that. I just, you
right.
know. But that's why I did it for years in my home for family and friends, and I did it for her. We in the end, we would trade. So,
wow.
yeah.
Well, that's why I did say earlier to all the listeners out there, there are a lot of so-called mediums and psychics that do not have your best interest at heart. They just want your money. So, you know,
well, that's
the people
why
need
my
to be
rate
careful.
Is low. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's
it's
why my rate is low. That's why it's low.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and I don't know if there's any
well,
kind of control on them or anything. I mean, I see some rates on there. It's like doctors don't charge those rates. So, you know.
Well, we're entitled to make our own rate. That's the
mm-hmm.
gift that King gives us. So,
yeah.
But I hear you. I hear where you're coming from.
Yeah.
I hear you. And just because they charge a lot, it doesn't mean they're not talented. You know, I don't know. I've never called them, but I'm sure that Keen monitors them.
So. Well, I also see some of them disappear, too. So maybe they didn't make the cut. So I've noticed a lot of that recently.
Well, we're allowed to make our own schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not see them on because they're working different hours. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I just know that the advisors I've talked to are pretty good.
Yeah, I can tell you, I'll be honest with you, over the years, there was at least three that said nothing that ever came true or never made sense or never meant anything. I think they were just talking whatever came into their head. They tell people what they want to hear. I find a lot of those people out there.
Well, that's a shame. Well, I'm glad you found me.
So am I. Well, thank
you,
Patricia.
Andrea.
Appreciate it. Have a nice day. Keep me on.
Have a good night. Well, okay. Thank you. I will.
So,
bye-bye.
Okay. Good night.
Well, that's the end of our show. Thank you for joining us. I will be on next week for another episode of Create Your Fate with Pat 58. I will be discussing more about spiritual gifting. Thank you and have a good night. Bye-bye.